Title, Mid-Bass Texture Layering Using Session View Intermediate. All right, let's build a drum and bass bassline system that actually behaves like a modern DNB record. Clean sub, solid mid-body, and a texture layer you can swap and perform in real time. The big idea today is this. Session View isn't just for jamming drums, it's in a slash B testing lab for bass sound design. You're going to keep the sub and the groove consistent, and you'll audition mid-bass textures quickly, against the drums, with rules. Same MIDI, same drums, same bass bus. Only the texture changes. That's how you make decisions fast, and avoid louder equals better traps. We're building three tracks, a sub track that's mono and stable, a mid-bass body track that gives you that steady restyle weight, and a mid-bass texture track, which is the character, grit, metal, air, movement, all that good stuff. Then we'll group them into a bass bus, do gentle glue and sidechain, and record a performance from session view into arrangement. Step 0. Set up the project so it feels like DNB immediately. Set your tempo around 174 BPM. Anywhere from 172 to 178 is fine, but pick one. Drop in a simple two-step or rolling drum loop. Don't overthink it. You need a kick, a snare, and enough groove to tell you whether the bass is actually working. On your drum bus, add utility and pull the gain down about 6 dB. This is not a vibe thing, it's a headroom thing. When you start layering and saturating bass, you'll be glad you did. Now step 1. The master MIDI clip. This is the whole trick. Create a MIDI track and name it Bass MIDI. You can leave it empty or put an empty instrument rack on it. It's basically your brain stem. It sends the same notes to multiple bass layers. In session view, make a 2-bar or 4-bar MIDI clip. Write a DNB-friendly rhythm. If you want a starting point, hang around notes like F, G, and AB, depending on your key. Use 8th notes as your main pulse, and add the occasional 16th push right before snare hits. And most importantly, leave gaps. DNB bass needs space to punch. Constant notes usually sound smaller, not bigger. Optional but highly recommended. Add a little swing from the groove pool, something like MPC 16 Swing 57, but only 10 to 20%. Subtle, you want it to feel alive, not drunk. Step 2. Build the sub track. Create a new MIDI track named SUB. Load operator. Oscillator is set to a sine wave. Keep it simple. After operator, add utility. Set width to 0%. Mono, always. Then add EQ8. Low pass it somewhere around 120 to 160 Hz with a steep slope. The point is, the sub owns the floor. Nothing else gets to argue down there. Now route MIDI from your master clip into the sub. On the SUB track, set MIDI from to bass MIDI. Set monitor to in, so it always listens. At this moment, if you hit play and launch your MIDI clip, you should have a clean, stable sub that doesn't wobble around in stereo and doesn't have extra junk in the highs. Step 3. The mid-bass body. Create another MIDI track named MIT body. Load waveatable. Start with basic shapes and use a sawish wave or a blend that feels like a saw square hybrid. Add a little unison, like 2 to 4 voices, but keep the amount low. Teacher note here, if you over-unison your mid-body, then later you add a wide texture layer, things get facey and hollow. So think, controlled thickness, not a fog machine. After waveatable, add saturator. Analog clip is a great mode. Drive around 2 to 6 dB, soft clip on. Then EQ8, high pass around 120 Hz so it stays out of sub territory. If it's boxy, dip a little around 250 to 400 Hz. Add auto filter. Low pass 24 dB mode, because later you might want to map cutoff to a macro for quick tone shaping. Route the MIDI the same way. MIDI from bass MIDI, monitor in. Now you've got sub plus mid body. If you mute the drums, it should sound like a basic bass patch. If you unmute the drums, it should feel like it locks in and supports the groove without stealing the low end. Step 4. The texture track. This is the fun one, and also where people ruin their mix if they're not disciplined. Create a third MIDI track named MAD Texture. Add an instrument rack. Inside it, create three chains and name them Grit, Metal, and Air. Let's build Grit first. On the Grit chain, load Waveatable. Pick a more complex Waveatable from the modern category and use a small to moderate amount of FM. Not crazy. You want edge, not a broken radio. Then saturator with more drive, maybe 6 to 10 dB. Soft clip on. Add amp, a heavier type like heavy or rock, and bring up drive until it speaks, but don't flatten it completely. Finish with EQ8, high pass around 150 to 200 Hz and low pass around 6 to 10 kHz to avoid fizzy top end. That fizz around 8 to 12k will sound exciting in solo and painful in a full DNB mix, so don't let it run free. Now the metal chain, load operator. Use light FM, think harmonic clang, not laser drill. Add corpus. Start with something metallic, tune it so it sits near your root note, and keep dry slash wet around 10 to 30%. Then overdrive. Drive maybe 20 to 50%, and shape the tone so it bites around 1 to 3kHz. Then EQ8. If anything whistles or stabs your ear, use a narrow bell, sweep until you find the resonance, and cut 2 to 6 dB. Quick resonance management is a superpower in Euro-ish bass design. Now the air chain. Load analog. Simple saw or pulse is fine. Add auto filter, band pass or high pass. Turn on the LFO, small amount, synced around 1/8 or 1/16. This is movement, not wobble for the sake of wobble. Add erosion. White noise mode works great. Keep it subtle, it gets harsh fast. Optional. Redux. A tiny bit of downsample can add bite, but if you overdo it, you'll turn your bass into sandpaper. At the end of the entire texture rack, add a utility for width. Something like 120 to 170% can be cool, but only if you keep the low end out of it. So after that utility, add a EQ8 and high pass again, so stereo doesn't touch your low frequencies. A simple rule, sub mono, mid body mostly centered, texture can be wide, but only above the low mid. Route MIDI from bass MIDI into MID texture the same way as the others. Now step 5, use session view like a proper audition lab. Create multiple scene rows. Name them in a way that makes sense while you're composing, like roll clean, roll grit, roll metal, roll air, drop combo. In every scene, your bass MIDI clip can be the same pattern. That's important. Same rhythm, same notes. You are isolating variables. Then in the mid-texture rack, switch which chain is active. The quick method is chain activator buttons. The better method is using chain selector so you can sweep or snap between options. So do this. Map chain selector to macro 1 on the texture rack. Name that macro texture select. Then map a few more macros you'll actually perform. Filter cutoff on your auto filter becomes filter. Drive on saturator or overdrive becomes drive. LFO amount or rate becomes movement. Width on the end utility becomes width. But remember, it's texture width, not low end width. Teacher note, gain staging matters before you start performing macros. If the metal chain is 6 dB louder than the grit chain, you'll pick it every time, even if it's worse. So level match your chains. A good target is, bypassing the chain shouldn't drastically change perceived loudness. Not perfect, just close enough that you're judging tone and groove, not volume. Now launch scenes and listen with the drums on. Do not audition mid-textures in solo, ever. In drum and bass, drums are the reference point. The question is, does this texture cut through the snare and hats without becoming harsh? Does it add character without stealing the groove? Quick pro check, listen at 2 volumes. First at a moderate level to feel the energy, then turn it down quiet. If the texture disappears at low volume, it's probably relying too much on low-mid energy instead of having usable harmonics higher up. Step 6. Group the bass system. Select SUB, mid-body, and mid-texture, and group them. Name the group bass bus. On the bass bus, add glue compressor with gentle settings, around 3 ms attack, auto-release, 2:1 ratio, and aim for just 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction at most. This is glue, not destruction. Add EQ8 for gentle shaping. If it's muddy, a tiny dip around 200 to 350 Hz can help. If you need presence, a very careful shelf around 2 to 5 kHz, but don't make it hissy. Add a limiter as a safety catch, not for loudness. It's there so you can sound design without surprise spikes. Step 7. Sidechain the mid so the groove breathes. On mid body and mid texture, add compressor. Turn on sidechain and feed it from your kick and snare bus or the full drums bus. Starting point. Ratio 4:1. Attack 1 to 5 ms, release 60 to 120 ms, then adjust threshold until the groove pumps but the bass doesn't vanish. You can keep the SUB sidechain lighter or even off, depending on style. A lot of rolling DNB keeps the sub more consistent while the mids do the breathing. Now, some common mistakes to avoid while you're testing. First, mid layers leaking into the sub range. High pass your mids around 120 to 200 Hz. Let the sub be the sub. Second, stacking distortion on every layer plus the bus. That's how you get fizz. Pick one main distortion stage per layer, and keep the bus subtle. Third, stereo bass below about 150 Hz. Wide lows collapse in clubs and can weaken the drop. Keep low-end mono. Fourth, resonance whack-a-mole. Corpus, erosion, and redux can create nasty peaks. If something hurts, don't just lower the track. Find the frequency and notch it, and again. Don't judge in solo. Judge with drums. Now let's level up with two advanced tools that make Session View feel like a performance rig. First, clip envelopes as macro snapshots. On a clip in the MIDI texture track, open clip envelopes and assign macro controls. Now each clip can remember its own drive, filter, movement, whatever. That means when you launch a scene, you're not only switching notes, you're recalling a sound state. This is huge for repeatable drops. Second, follow actions for semi-random variation. You can create 2 to 4 texture clips in the texture track and set follow action to next or other with some probability. Now Ableton can cycle textures in a controlled way, and you'll stumble into combinations you wouldn't have manually launched. It's like generative bass arranging, but still musical because your sub and rhythm are stable. A couple of extra sound design bonuses if you want your bass to translate on small speakers. Add a parallel chain in the texture rack called Click. Use operator or wave editable with a bright waveform, and give it a very short amp envelope, so it's more like a little transient tick than a sustained tone. High-pass it aggressively like 1 to 2 kHz and lightly saturate it. Blend it quietly. You should barely notice it in the studio, but suddenly your bass pattern reads on a phone. And if you want modern metallic spice, without third-party plugins, try frequency shifter after distortion on a texture chain. Use ring mod for metallic edge, or frequency shift for subtle movement. Keep the shift tiny, like single digits up to maybe 30 Hz, and mix it low. It's seasoning, not the meal. Okay, now step 8. Capture your performance into arrangement. Hit global record at the top. Launch scenes every 4 or 8 bars. That's a good rule because it forces your changes to feel like arrangement, not random switching. As you perform, tweak macros, add movement before a fill, reduce texture during busy drum moments, open filter for tension, then pull it back. When you stop recording, you'll have a performed bass arrangement, which usually feels more alive than drawing automation from scratch. Here's a simple arrangement template you can try right away. Start with 16 bars of Bi only as a tease. Next 16 bars, add the grit texture. Then 8 bars, switch to metal for tension. This audio version is shortened for playback.